This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's Air Force says that it destroyed a landing ship in Russia's Black Sea Fleet suspected of carrying Iranian made drones. In a Telegraph post, the Ukrainian Air Force identified the ship. Ukraine's Air Force commander shared a video on Telegram showing a massive explosion in Crimea. An Israeli airstrike Monday in Damascus neighborhood killed a high-ranking Iranian general, according to Iranian state media. And Iranian officials and allied militant groups in the region have vowed revenge for the killing, but they didn't immediately launch any retaliatory strike. The killing of Saeed Razi Mousavi, a longtime advisor of the Iranian Paramilitary Revolutionary Guard in Syria, comes amid ongoing fears of the Israel-Hamas war sparking a regional spillover. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to keep up the fight against Hamas militants while Palestinians mourned more than 100 people who Gaza health officials were killed overnight in Israeli airstrikes. Details from Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells them the war is not over. It will end in total victory, no less than that. Punishing airstrikes and ground maneuvers have transformed cities into wastelands, and Gaza's health ministry said last week the death toll had topped 20,000. Thousands more are believed buried beneath the rubble. The last 48 hours have been particularly deadly. At least 70 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Mughazi refugee camp in the middle of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli army said it was reviewing the report of the Mughazi strike.
That's Reuters' Zachary Goldman, and this is VOA News. At least 20 people have been killed in Burundi following an attack by a rebel group and based in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. That's according to a Burundian government official on Saturday. Among those killed were 12 children and 3 women, 2 of whom were pregnant. The attack targeted 9 homes on Friday evening in the western town close to the border with Congo. Egypt has floated a plan to end the Israel-Hamas war. However, the proposal gets a cool reception.
As the war rages on with a Christmas full of casualties in Gaza, Israel and Hamas have given cool public receptions to an Egyptian proposal to end the bitter conflict. But the long-standing enemies on Monday stopped short of rejecting the plan altogether, which calls for a phased hostage release and the formation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank. That's according to a senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not comment directly on the proposal, but speaking to members of his Likud party said the war is not close to finish. Hamas said it would not negotiate without an end to the aggression. I'm Julie Walker.
Text of a draft law posted on the website of Ukraine's parliament late Monday proposed lowering the age of those who can be mobilized for combat duty to 25 from 27.
President Volodymyr Zelensky told his end-of-year news conference on December 19th that the military had proposed mobilizing 450,000 to 500,000 more Ukrainians, but it was a, quote, highly sensitive issue that the military and the government would discuss before deciding whether to send the proposal to Parliament. Zelensky, who has yet to back the proposal publicly, said on December 19th that he wanted to hear more arguments for mobilizing additional people. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Britain's King Charles III spoke of people and hardship as well as the importance of peace during the traditional Christmas Day message.
In a televised address on Christmas Day, King Charles III wished Britons a Christmas of peace on earth and goodwill to all. He also stressed the importance of caring for others.
Over this past year, my heart has been warmed by countless examples of the imaginative ways in which people are caring for one another, going the extra mile to help those around them simply because they know it is the right thing to do.
It was King Charles III's first Christmas message since he was crowned in May 2022.